From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Bush made it official and nominated Robert Zoellick to be the next president of the World Bank. Zoellick steps into the role at a tough time in the bank's history. The departure of Paul Wolfowitz was messy and difficult, and there are lingering questions about the institution's governance and its effectiveness. NPR's Adam Davidson has been talking with people who know Zoellick to get a sense of who he is and how well-suited he is to his new job.
Talk to enough people about Robert Zoellick and you hear the same words over and over. Some are positive. He's smart, maybe brilliant, a man who understands the world economically and politically. Then there are the negatives. He's tough, even arrogant.
He can be very blunt. And so to the extent he's demanding, it can be tough on people who have gotten comfortable with sort of the standard operating procedure.
Grant Aldonis worked closely with Zoellick from 2001 to 2005. Zoellick was U.S. Trade Representative, and Aldonis was head of trade for the Commerce Department. By then, Zoellick had already established himself as a major Republican insider. He was high up in President Reagan's Treasury Department and in the State Department under the first President Bush. Aldonis says Zoellick's greatest accomplishment came at the World Trade Talks in Doha. This was shortly after the disastrous trade meetings in Seattle and Cancun, and just 2 months after September 11th.
You not only had the trading system off the rails, not going off the rails, but off the rails, but you also had a crisis globally. It was a moment of high drama, frankly.
Aldonis remembers sitting in this negotiating room in Doha with Zoellick. The president wanted Zoellick to get world trade talks back on track, something many thought was impossible. Poor nations said the U.S. was being too greedy, Europe was being stubborn, and many U.S. business interests were suspicious of the whole process.
He had to persuade India that it was in their interest to be a part of the process. He had to persuade the Europeans that they needed to move further on agriculture than they wanted to. He had to persuade the Japanese that they had to get out from behind everybody else's skirts and actually make a down payment themselves. And he had to persuade an awful lot of people in the U.S. Congress that he could be trusted to take care of our interests at the negotiating table.
Aldonis said Zoellick got everyone on board by being his typical self, which is to say blunt but honest. He's credited with getting those world trade talks on track, at least for a while. They've pretty much fallen apart since he left his job as U.S. trade rep. Aldonis says that moment at Doha showed that Zoellick can be true to President Bush's vision while winning over leaders in Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Seto Begdoyan of the Eurasia Group says Zoellick is not the typical Bush insider.
Policy-wise, he's an establishment internationalist.
What does that mean? What did you say? He's a...
Establishment internationalist is how I would define him.
Begdoyan explains that means he's for engagement with the rest of the world. He believes that the U.S. should work closely and collegially with Europe and China and others. That's different from Wolfowitz's neoconservative views, which Begdoyan says generally promote a more unilateralist foreign policy. Begdoyan says Zoellick is the rare hybrid. He's trusted in Bush's inner circle and in capitals around the world, which is to say he has a shot at winning over a World Bank staff that is suffering from a horrible morale crisis after the messy departure of Wolfowitz. But Begdoyan says it's not a shoo-in.
I think on balance right now, I would give it a 50-50.
Technically, Zoellick needs approval from the World Bank board, though most expect a rubber stamp of the U.S. choice. Zoellick is expected to become bank president at the end of June. Adam Davidson, NPR News.